So we're on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. And if you remember correctly, we derived from Klai HaKerem that Klai Zroim Amutarim Bachiwa Bahana. Which means that since the Torah prohibited Klai HaKerem, the implication is that Klai Zroim, when you mix two Zroim, two mini Zroim, there's no Isa, no Isa Achila, no Isa Hanah. So what we're up to today is the Ema. The Ema Klai HaKerem Asurim. Okay, so we'll see if we can find the place on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Actually, I'll show you your Gemara. Jerry, you have a Gemara here? Okay, let me borrow it for just a second. I'll give it right back. Just so we can figure out where we're up to. You know what I mean? Exactly. I'll just put it right back to you.
No,
here. Yeah, Kuf Tes Vav. Let's see where we're up to. Right on the top of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, we had the Gemara about Maaseh Shabbos, and we had darshan the special drasha Kodesh Ilachem, He Kodesh Vei Maaseh Kodesh. So we don't apply the principle of Kol She'tiyavti L'cha Harehu B'Bal Tochal to Shabbos. And then the Gemara says that we can, with a Kal V'Chomer, we can derive that Choresh Meshar V'Chamar Yachtov or Chosen Pipar V'Dashba, also there's no Iser in the product of this Avera, the produce, which would include in the case of Shar V'Chamar Yachtov, which would include the Zroim that grow, or in the case of Chasimas Pipara, the Daish. Because if in Shabbos the Torah did not generate an Iser Maisa Shabbos, then how much more so with these lesser Isurim Kolshke? So then the Gemara asks, what about Klai Zroim? You have two different medium of Zroim, and when you plant them together, you produce Kilayim, and that should be Asur. And we know the Klai Zroim are Mutter. Again, you're not allowed to do the action, but the produce is Mutter. So the Gemara asks, "Da tiavti l'cha? Why not apply the principle kol she'tiavti l'cha arei b'bal tochal?" And here the Gemara doesn't want to derive from Shabbos with the Kal V'Chomer, because Shabbos, we said, was a case where the toiva, the heftzer, was a result of the Iser, but it's not that the toiva is the gufa Iser, right? No, but in the case of Kelayim, what you're creating here is Kelayim, so that's a new entity which is directly reflective or created by this Iser of not taking two minim and planting them together. So it's not like the case of Shabbos where the Tavshil in general is Mutter. This kind of Totsa'ah of two Zroim would always be Asur in the Gemara's Havamina. And that should come under the principle of Kol She'tiavti L'cha. Or if you use Tosus's language, it would be Nikar. You remember, just like Basav Acholov, which is that paradigm case of Kol She'tiavti L'cha, it's Nikar. So too, the case of Klai Zroim, it should be Nikar. In Shabbos, on the other hand, it's not Nikar. And you get the impression that Tosus believes that in Zroim, that if they're produced by this Harisha, that's also not Nikar. Oh, so the Gemara answers, this was the last Gemara that we learned yesterday. The Torah says in Klai HaKerem, when you mix any sort of vegetation with a vine, with a vineyard, it says Pentigash Es Hamalea. And what we derive from that is Pen Tukad Eish, that you have, if you actually plant this these Rayim, or kidneys, or urakas, whatever, in close proximity to a vineyard, then the produce has to be burnt, it has to go up in smoke. which implies that it's usur both ba'achila and ba'anah. Bichlal, from the fact that the Torah says that only klei kerem has to be burnt, then the implication is that klei zroim sharu, that klei zroim are mutter. So that's what we got up to yesterday. The Ema, that's where we're holding today. So Jerry, I want to give this back to you whenever you're ready, and I'll show you where we're up to. The Ema. So how many lines down from the top is this? About 10 lines down? 9 lines down. And the first word in line is Michlal. Okay then? That's what we have over here. I'm just going to put this here, so hopefully, yeah. So the Ema Kloya Kerem Asur Beim Bachila Beim Bano Kloyz Roim Bachila Asiri Bano Sharuk. Okay, so it could be that when the Torah is telling us that Kloya Karim has to go up in smoke, that's because it's also not only Bachila, but also Bano. And maybe the contrast here would be the case of Klei Zroim, where the Torah prohibits it only Bachila, but not Bano. So basically the bottom line is, we really don't have a source to prove that Klei Zroim is Muta Bachila, and L'chor should come under the principle of Kol She'tiavti L'chor B'bal Tochal. Anymore answers iskush leklai behema. We have a hekesh between klai zroim and klai behema. Now klai behema, we said, is the isur of harba, that you're not allowed to crossbreed two species of animals. Dichsiv, the Torah says in Parshas Kedoshim, behem techolo sarbia kilayim. And then in the same pasuk it says sod cholo tizra kilayim. So we're talking about both forms of kelayim. One in animals, when you mix breeds, two different species, and one in zroim, when you mix two zroim and you plant them together. So that hekesh is going to teach us that ma behem techa, if you went ahead and you crossbred two animals from two different species, zayotzi mimenu muteres, let's say you produce a vlad as a result of mixing a male and a female, that vlad is mutter. We don't know why. I mean, the Gemara is going to ask that in just a second. But af sodcha, so too in the case of zorei kelayim, hayotze mimenu mutter. That any gidul that grows, any vegetation from the soda, from the field, as a result of mixing two seeds, is mutter bachila. Just like the vlad of a behemas kilayim, where there was harbos kilayim, the vlad is mutar b'achila. You can shecht it and eat it. So too, the produce that resulted from mixing two species of zroim is also mutar b'achila. And this hekesh is coming lafuke, that we shouldn't apply the principle of kol she'tiavti l'cha, which would apply perfectly to the case of klai zroim. Again, the truth is that Klai Zroim would be excluded from Kol She'tiavti L'cha based on the diuk that we had in Klai Akeren, because the Torah says that there's a din of Sreifa in Klai Akeren. However, that didn't give us enough proof to derive the conclusion that Klai Zroim is Mutter even Bachila. So for that I need a Hekesh to Harbos Kilayim. So the Gemara now asks, V'klai behema gufayu, okay, the vlad that came from this harbos klai behema, how do we know it's mutar b'achila? Minola. And according to Rashi, the Gemara is asking about the vlad, because the vlad is the produce of this iser of klai behema. You took two species, you joined them together, and as a result, the female gives birth to a vlad. That vlad is certainly the yitzira, it's the creative produce of the violation of the law of kilayim. Now you could ask, what about the animal itself, that he was marbia, right? The animal that he did the crossbreeding on. That should be asur. But that, you know what, that's not Rashi Shita, because Rashi Shita is that the concept of Toeva is always going to be the produce that was created by the violation. So for example, in the case of Choresh B'Shar B'Chamar Yachtov, Rashi interprets that it's not that the Shar and the Chamar should become Asur, but that the Zeroyim that grew after he does the Charisha, they should be Asur. Now, what is Shita Satosvis? Shita Satosvis seems to be that Dovar Shenasav Bo Avera, even though there was no change, there was no new entity, but you did an Aver with that object, that's considered a Toeva. And therefore, Tosfos was of the opinion that in the case of Shor v'Chamor Yachtov, the Shor and the Chamor should become Asur, because you use them together as a Charisha with violating an Issur Kilayim. Or for example, the Para that you use with Chasima and you muzzled its mouth, the Para itself should be a Toeva. And that was the way Tosfos understood it. And if we apply the principle of Tosfos here, that Dovar Shenasas Bo Avera is considered Toeva, then in the case of our boss Kilayim, the two animals that represent two different species that he was Marbia and he crossbred them, those animals themselves, according to the Gemara's Kasha, should become Asuros Midin Toeva. So the footnote here in the Masifti quotes the Tosfos Arash. The Tosfos Arash says that here, in this case of Harbas Kilayim, Tosfos would agree that the Gemara's Kasha is not about the behemos that he was Marbia, but rather about the Vlad itself. Here Tosfos would be on board with Rashi. So I'll read to you his language. He says, Af l'shita satosvis, ein kushas ha-gemor ala behemos atzman, on the animals that he was marbia themselves. Sharei l'dvarav, because according to shita satosvis, l'madu midroshos mikol eile, from the drasha of Mikol Eile, which I'm not exactly sure, just one second. Where is this drasha Mikol Eile? Did we get to that yet? Just give me a second here. Okay, so I'm not sure right now. I'm sorry, I apologize, where this drasha Mikol Eile is. Shekol kodshim shenevda bahen avera mutarim ligavoa. The af kloy behema mutarim ligavoa mitam ze. So apparently, this is something that appears in Tosfos. So if you take a look back at Tosfos earlier, Dibra Maschil Choresh Bishar V'Chamor, Satosus says that Yesh Svarim de Garsi has another Girsi in HaGemara, that's why we weren't able to find it. Hashta L'Gavoa Sharu L'Hejo Miboy L'Gavoa Minolon. Again, a whole piece of Gemara that we don't have. How do we know that L'Gavoa it's Mutter? D'Chsiv Apostle Vayikra Chav Gimel, which is Parshas Emor. And it says over there, Umiyad ben Nechar, lo sakrivu es lechem Eloheichem mikol Eile. So that's the pasuk mikol Eile, which tells me that mikol Eile iata makriv, which I guess is a reference to ben Nechar. Pirush, it's a reference to balasmu, mauch v'kadus v'nasuk v'karus. Aval eno, aval ato makriv kodshim shenevdu behen avera. That whenever you have kodshim and you do an avera in kodshim, then it's mutar to take this kodshim and bring it on the mizbeach. Im tomar hazroyim vadisha litzeru mikra di eile. So So the pasuk could be called Ela, which is implying that Nevda Baver would be mutter, would not apply to anything other than Balei Chayim, because that's what you'd bring on the Mizbeach. But in the case of Zeroyim or Disha, we would not have the pasuk of Mikol Ela. Okay? So let me return this to you. So again, I'm going to read the getting back to the Tosa Rosh Ramon. He says that midrashas kol eila shekol kachim shenever ben aver mutarim legavoa is af klai behema mutarim legavoa. Beautiful that this pasuk can be called eila, which teaches me that nevda ba'aver is mutar, right? Because if it's mutar to gavoa, then certainly it's mutar to hedrot. That would apply in the case of our boss kelayim, because here we're talking about behema. He took two animals of two different species, which theoretically he could have brought on the Mizbeach. So if they're mutal legavoah, even though it's nevda ba'aver, the aver of harbaas kelayim, certainly it's mutal lehejot. So therefore, af l'shitas hatosus, kushas ha-gemara, ein ala behema atzma, sher bia, minayin shimuter, sal ala vlad she notzar, mikloi behema, minayin shemuter. So he's pointing out here, in the name of the Tosa Rosh, that even Tosfos, who normally would say that Nevda Ba'avera, for example, Tosfos thinks that in Shor V'Chamor, with Harisha, the Shor V'Chamor should become Osir. And the Gemara needs the Kal V'Chomer from Shabbos to be Matir, the Shor V'Chamor, or the Pipara, if he was Chosem Pipara. But here, in the case of Behemoth Kelayim, clearly, even according to Tosfos, the Behemoths themselves would be Mutter. And here Tosfos would have to be on board with Rashi that the Gemara's Kasha of Toeva should apply to the Vlad of the Behemoth's Kelayim. So that's what the Gemara means when it asks Klai Behema Gufayu Minolon, how do we know that it's Mutter? And the Gemara answers with a Pasuk in Vayikra Chav Beis. What does it say in Vayikra Chav Beis? First I'll read the pasuk, then we'll go back to the Gemara. It says, Sharo Kesev Ki Voleid Yeiratza L'Korban Ishi Hashem. And it says, Sharo Kesev. And the Gemara darshins back on Daflam and Chesam and Beis that the word O is coming to exclude Kloy Behema. And they are Pasul L'Korban. So mida os, getting back to the Gemara, mida os, rachmona kelayim ligavoa. Since the Torah went out of its way to teach me with this extra word o, that kelay behema, meaning the vlad that's born from this kelayim, is also ligavoa. You're not allowed to be makriv it as a korban. Is michlal? We derive from that the lehejot shari. That as far as hedgehog is concerned, it would be mutter. That the vlad of behemoth kelayim would be mutter. You're allowed to shecht it and eat it. Now, where's the michlal over here? Well, what does this mean, michlal de lehejot shari? So the answer is the following. That the Torah didn't have to prohibit Kelai Behema, meaning the Vlad of Kelai Behema to Gavoa, with that extra word O, right? The extra word O. That was totally unnecessary. Why? Because if Lehejot, the Vlad would be awesome, he did Lo Sochel called the Vela called Toeva Shet the Tiafti Lecha, then Kolshkin would be also the Gavoa. That comes under the principle of Mimashki Yisrael Ben Amuta B'Ficha, that you're only allowed to bring on the Mizbeach that which you yourself as a hedger are allowed to eat. So if the Velad of the Behemoth Kelayim, our boss Kelayim, would be Osir Bachila, then Kolshkein, that by definition, ipso facto, would be Osir L'Karbon on the Mizbeach. So why do I need an Isil Gavoh? Why do I need the Pasuk O to exclude Kloy Behema, the Vlad of Kloy Behema, for a carbon, to pass as a carbon? And the answer is that from the fact that the Torah needed to tell you that Kloy Behema is Pasul Gavoh, it means that there's no Isum Ishum Toeva, that it would be Mutal Lehejot. And now we want to take a look at Tosfos Divrei HaMashal Mida Osar. You have that, Tosfos? Mida Osar?
Yes.
So I have here a summary of this Tosfos Divrei HaMashal Mida Osar. He says, Shema Nomar, Shachein Lemedemi Lo Sochal Kol Tuev Lesser Klai Behemel Ehejo Vekolshke Legavoa. Maybe you could argue that Enochinami, the Vlad of Kilayim, Klai Behema, comes under the Isur of Kol Toeva. And Mimela, I know, therefore, that it's Pasul Gavoa. Oh, but Hutzucha Torah, why did the Torah need the Pasuk O to generate an exclusion, a disqualification of Klai Behema to Mizbeach? Hutzuchu Atorah Lachzar V'Lesar V'Lichtov Iser Kilai Behemel L'Gavol Lamed Shehayu Shehiu Asurim Af Bi Ofen Shekedisha V'Acharkach Hirbiya Kilayim. So this has to do with the Sugyan Tmura of Treifa. And the Sugya in Tmura wants to know what happens if you first you have magdish an animal and then subsequent to the hegdish it became treifa. Would it be possible to gavoa to mizbeach? Because if you magdish a behema that's possible mizbeach, that's one thing. But if you are magdish and it was kshera, does it become possible mizbeach if it became treifa afterwards? And for that, the Gemara needs a special drasha. And therefore, I need a special drasha here in the case of a vlad of kalayim, if he was magdishit before the arba. Now, what does it mean he was magdishit before the arba? And we're talking about the vlad now. We're not talking about the behemoths themselves. Because as far as the behemoths themselves are concerned, Tosfos has the drasha of Mikol Ela, that nevdabav veira mutarim legavoa. So obviously we're talking about the Vlad, and that's what we said before in the Tosa Rush. So why does the Vlad come under the Halacha of Ikdisha V'Achkacher Bia? So I'm thinking out loud, again, you have to know more of the Dinim of Kachim, that if he was Magdish, the two animals of two different Minim, the mother and the father of this Vlad, and then he was Marbia them, then the Vlad is called Vlad Kodshim. And the Kodesh was Chal before the Harba. I don't know. This is something that has to be analyzed. Oh, then he writes, V'chein le'inyin oso v'yas b'no, Shedochasa gemara shalemedim imasha osra Torah oso v'yas b'no l'gavoa Shebevadei mutarim lehedrot v'yesh lahakshos So he's magdish both the mother and the child, and then he shechted both of them on one day. So maybe we need a special drasha to passel this case l'mizbeach, that the two animals are passel l'mizbeach, the mother and the child, or at least the last one to be shechted. So why does the Gemara assume that the only reason the Torah went out of its way to passel the mizbeach is in order to indicate that it's not included under Kol Toeva? So Tosfos answers, Sha'af im achein tzarch drasha miyuchedes lesser ikdisha v'achkach irbiya l'kelayim adaynoy efshel lilmod zos milo sochal Kol Toeva. Even though I need a special drasha for that scenario where the Hegdesh came first and then the Harba came second to Pasal Lemizbeach, but I would nevertheless, even in the absence of that drasha, I would derive the same identical conclusion because of the Pasal of Sochal Kol Toeva, which means that if Klai Behema or Osir Lehejo be true because of Toeva, then certainly it's Osir Ligavoa, and it would make no difference whether the Harba came before the Hegdesh, or the Hegdesh came first, and then he was Marbia. So that's what the Gemara says. Let's get back to the Gemara now. Vida Osir Achmona Kilayim Ligavoa. Since the Torah went out of its way to tell us that the Vlad of Kilayim is Posel Mizbeach, is Michlal, Dila Hedget Shari, because if it was also to Hedget under the law of Toeva, because he was Marbia Kelayim, and this is the produce of that violation of Harba, it's Tiavti Lecha, then for sure it would be Tiavti Lecha Lebizbeach, it would be also Lebizbeach. Why did the Torah have to tell me that it's possible Lebizbeach, unless we assume that Lachilas Adam it was Mutter? And now we're ready for the Gemara of Oso the Espino. Frank the Gemara, Oso the Espino. Yeah, go ahead.
The Tosfos Chosh Mishor Chamor, he says V'ish Svaran the Garse, and then he quotes the Gemara, which is not here. The Gemara,
right? That's what I tried to read when I barge the Gemara. Sorry, John, I apologize.
No,
things got a little fluke today.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah. Perfectly. Also, V'espino Litzar, if he shechts the behema, the mother and its ben on one day, they should both become osa b'achila b'ano, because alo sochal kol to'eva, because nasa ben iser shchita v'heim to'eva. Now this kasha in the Gemara seems to support the sheet of Tosus, that when the Torah says v'shar oseh oso v'espinolo sishkatu b'yom echad, and you violated it by b'shechting the Oso V'Espino and Yom Echad, so why would we say in the Gemara's Havamina here that there should be Iser of Eim U'Bino when they were Nishkatu B'Yom Echad? And you're going to have to say because Al Yidei Havera, it was a result of the Havera. But wait a second, and that makes it Toeva. But isn't this just a case where he did the Havera but he didn't produce anything new? Rashi holds that the din of Toeva, that status applies when you create some new entity as a result of an Isur. But here he didn't create a new entity as a result of the Isur, he just shechted the mother and the son. So Rashi's answer is, Al Yidei Avera Nasa Bahem Shinui. So there are two categories of Toeva. Toeva means it's the produce of an Avera, like Basa B'Cholav, or it's Nasabem Shinui, meaning she shechted both the mother and the son, and that's called a Shinui. He radically changed these two animals. According to Tosis, the Gemara's Kash is a lot easier. Why? Because Tosis holds that anything that's Nasaba Avera is already included under Toeva. So since he shechted Osav Espino, therefore it's Nasaba Avera, and therefore it should come under the Iser of Toeva. Now, Tosis had that other girsa that we saw, and we derive from the drasha of Kol Eile that all kodshim should never be aveira mutarim legavar. And therefore, lechora, we would say that Osav Espino are mutar legavar based on this drasha of Kol Eile. So how could the Gemara ask this kasha? Ella, she'oso v'espino chomer mishar kodshim she'nasa ben avera. That oso v'espino, and this is all in the Tosa Rush, is more chomer than other kodshim. Notice, even though we have a general rule that we derive from Mikol Eila, that kodshim is nasa ben avera, is muta l'gavoa, but here it's more. Profound of a Nasaba Aveda. Why is it more profound than your classic case of Nasaba Aveda? And the answer is because Tikein Esachiloso Be'isur. The only way that you can eat the Osa Vespino, the Basar of these two animals, is by Shechita. So the Shechita itself is Mesaken the Achila. And that puts it on a separate level. So, for example, your classic case of kodshim shenasa ben avera would be harbas kilayim, and the two animals, the male and the female, that you crossbreed and thereby violate the isur harba would be kosher l'mizbeach and mutar l'gavoah based on the drash of kol eila. There, the harba is not in any way a tikkun on the animals; like nothing changed in the animals. So that's just Nasa Ba'avera, and that comes under this general rule derived from Kol Eila that Kodshim Shenevda Ba'avera Mutarim L'Gavar. But in the case of Osa Vespino, where there was a profound Tikkun L'Achilasa through the Shechita, we would think that it would be Osir Bachila and Osir B'mizbeach L'mizbeach. And now we get back to the Gemara's Kasha, Osir Vespino Litzar. So therefore the case of Osir Vespino, we should say that these two behemos are Osir Bachila and they're considered a Toeva. So the Gemara answers me to Osir Achmona Mechusa Zman L'Gavoa is Michlal de Lehejot Shari. So we have a concept called Mechusa Zman, and Osir Vespino is now going to come under Mechusa Zman. So for this we need a little bit of Iyun, really, to study what's going on. What is Mechusa Zman, and why is it Osir L'Gavoa? So this is the case that's derived from Vayikra Perek Chav Beis, Sharo Kesef O Eiz Ki Voleid Vahoya Shivas Yomim Tachas Imo Umiyom Hashmini Vahola Yiratza L'Karban Ish El Hashem. In other words, it's only royal L'Karban after Yom Hashmini. Before Yom Hashmini, Lo Yiratza. And that's called Mechusa Zman. That means an animal that hasn't yet matured to the point that the Higia Zman, the time has come to be makrivit to the Mizbeach. That's called the psul of Mechusa Zman. Now, the Gemara back on Daf Peyom and Beis here in Masechta Chulin says Oso Vespino is also classified as Mechusa Zman. Now, why is that? And the answer is that once you shech the aim, then there's no possibility, according to the halacha, of legally shechting the ben. And it'll only become mutter tomorrow to shech the ben. So that's already called Mechusa Zman. And the Torah says that Mechusa Zman is Osir L'Gavoa. So the Torah did not say anything about... Just one second. No. So the Torah didn't actually specify the shechita of Eim im Binah as being Asur. But since the Torah asid mechusa zman l'gavoa, and that we derive from the principle called Beyom HaShmini Vehola Yeratza l'karban, so it must be that... Let's go through the logic here, the logical steps. We'll argue from the opposite position. Let's assume that in the case of Shchitas Eim U'Bino B'Yom Echad, it would be Osir Bachila because of Lo Sochal Kol To'eva, because you've made such a radical change through the Shchita, and that was a prohibited Shchita, comes under To'eva. Then the Torah would not have to go out of its way to prohibit the Hakrav on the Mizbeach of a behema ubna biyom echad, meaning when you did the shechita of the eim ubna biyom echad, because since it's also a hedgehog, then for sure be also a krav. And from the fact that the Torah prohibits also as bino l'mizbeach, we must assume that there's no iser of to'eva and it's mutar l'hedgehog. But my question is, from whence do we derive this conclusion that Oso Vespino is Oso L'Mizbeach? Where is the source for that? That's what's unclear. Unfortunately, I don't see any footnote here that would enlighten me on this question. So let's leave this for today. We'll try to pick it up tomorrow. As an outstanding question, why, where is, when it says Hitzricha Torah Lesar Hakrovas Behemas Behemu B'nav Yom Echad L'Gavoa, where is that? Okay, that's what we have to try to answer. Let's go on. The Gemara says Shiluach HaKein, in the case where the Torah says Losikach Ha'eim Al Abonim, so you have the mother bird hovering over the Afrochim, over the fledgling birds. If he takes the entire ken with the mother and the children, then he violates a lav Losikach Ha'eim Al Abonim. He's got to first send away the mother and then take the fledgling birds. So now let's say he took both and he violated the lava lo sikach emal abonim. So now he has a mitzvah saseh, this is what's called a lava nitiklaseh, of shaleach to shalach esha'em. So he comes in front of Beis Din, and Beis Din says you have to send away the aim in order to fulfill your essay. In fact, the Gemara Litzar, this Sipar itself, should be also Bachila Ubahana under the law of Lo Sochel Kol Toeva, because it's Nasaba Isur. He took the mother bird together with the fledglings for himself, and therefore he did an Avera with the mother bird. Now again, if we go with Shita Satosvis, that Nevda Ba'avera is enough to generate a Toeva, then I understand the Gemara's Kasha, but Rashi Shita was that he produced something which was Gufa Toeva as a result of this Issa. Now here, in this case, he took the mother bird, and that's true, but it's not called Nasa Ba'avera, nothing changed over here. Where's the Toeva? Did he produce anything new? So Rashi, in his first Lashon, is going to assume that the Gemara holds Kipashtus, that somehow the mother bird is Toeva. We don't know exactly how Rashi is going to understand that. But Rashi offers now a second Lishna, an alternative approach to explain why the Gemara thinks it's Toeva. And like, for example, if you remember in Shor v'chamor Shecharish Yachtov or Par v'chasima, the Gemara only asks about the Zeroyim that were produced by this Harisha, or the Vlad in the case of Arbas Kilayim. Where's the parallel in the case of Lo Sikach Ha'em Al Abonim? So Rashi, therefore, in his second Lashon, says that Gemara's Kasha is on Tzipar HaRovetzes Al Efrochim Ubeitzim. In other words, he hasn't taken the mother yet. There's a bird that's hovering over these fledglings, the Efrochim, the young chicks, or the Beitzim, or the eggs that haven't hatched yet. And Beosa Shah, at that moment, Yesh Oleh Isa Shalotika Chaim Al Bonim. You're looking at this Tzipar, and you're not allowed to take the Tzipar together with its Bonim, with the whole can. And even if he hasn't taken it for himself, but rather Shilchol Kimitzvasa, he did exactly what the Torah demands of him, and he shoos away the mother bird. Nevertheless, Tehe Asura Mishum Toeva, the mother bird should be prohibited under the category of Toeva, l'fisha haisa asura bilakicha. That since the Torah says you're not allowed to take it together with the fledglings, and there's an isa lakicha on the mother bird, is kol davar shenesar afil l'sha, even if it was only asur for 1 hour, meaning as long as the mother bird is hovering over the afrochim, over the beitzim, is nasa Toeva. Vareu Osir Olamus, which means not that the Tzipar itself is a Toeva because of Nasipa Vera, but because of the Isur, where the Torah was marchik you from this Tzipar, and the Torah says you're not allowed to take the Tzipar. I mean, this is again a radical breakthrough in everything that we've said. Now, Tosfos, remember, had another Girsa in which the Gemara quoted the Drasha Mikol Ela. And based on that drasha mikol Ela, we would certainly know that a tzipar is muteres legavoa. Now, if the tzipar is muteres legavoa, because right in Kachim we have this principle of kol shenasa ba'avera muta legavoa, so then in the case of the mother bird, if he took the mother bird, it would be muta legavoa. It must be therefore muta lachilas adam. So why does Gemara have a havamina here that the Iser Achila of Toeva should apply to the mother bird? So Tosis, Dibra Maskel Choresh, asks this question, and he answers that this pasuk applies only to behemos, this pasuk called Ela, but not to ophos. And we don't derive ophos from behema, because Torah Bnei Yonah have a certain chumra that Gadlus Katnus posels behem, right? They have to be very young and a specific year. Mashen kid behemos. So therefore, we don't derive ophos from behemos. So we really don't know what the status of an oath in the case of Nasabo Avera would be as far as Gavoa is concerned. And therefore it could be that it's Aser under Kol Toeva because of Nasabo Avera. And the Gemara comes up with a very interesting answer. Lo Omra Torah Shalach L'Takola. The Torah would not have said, take this bird and send it away, let it go flying, because anyone who grabs that bird is going to think that it's a bird from the, you know, from the wild, from the wild blue yonder, and he's going to shecht it and eat it, and that would be a tremendous takala. So, from the fact that the Torah says that you send away the bird, and anyone who finds it is going to eat it, it must be that it's not a toeva. And here's that proof that it's not a toeva. So this is where we're going to stop for today. Let's just make a note of where we got up to. Amresh Lakish. Okay then. And we still have to find an answer. Where did we find a pasuk to prohibit Hakrovas Behem Ubnav Yom Echad? Because we only know of a general drasha, which the Gemara has early on Daf Pei Amud Beis for something called Mechusas Man, but where was the special drasha for also Viespino? So that we have to research, and then we have a Rashi Dima Maskel Lo. Okay, that also Belinetta will pick up tomorrow.